This is Jay Sekulow. Why did the Clintons put a commodities trader on a national security committee?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
ABC News, you have just a second to talk here?
When we approached Fernando at the 2012 Democratic Convention...
How did you get appointed to that board? Can you talk about that?
How did you know my name, out of curiosity?
He became upset. We were threatened with arrest.
Yeah, just invading the property. We'll be arrested.
I'll be arrested for asking questions of this man?
Please leave.
Well, a major donor to the Clinton Foundation got a seat on an intelligence advisory board. ABC News reports that aides to then-Secretary Clinton insisted that a Chicago commodities trader be appointed to the International Security Advisory Board, which advises the secretary on nuclear security and other classified arms control matters. Emails show that when State Department officials inquired about Fernando, who gave between $1 to $5 million to the Clinton Family Foundation, they were told he was added by Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
When that fact that he was on the board was revealed, he quit within 24 hours.
Well, I will just say, I don't know why he quit. I don't know why he was appointed.
In this six-page letter, the House Government Oversight Committee requested the FBI investigative file for the Clinton emails with a specific focus on the former Secretary of State's three-and-a-half-hour interview with the FBI over the July 4th weekend. This summary is known as a 302, and in this case, it is a highly classified document because Clinton was asked about the top secret emails on her server that are too damaging to national security to make public.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, folks, well, the hits keep on coming. So internal correspondence between career State Department employees showed that in 2011, top aides to then-Secretary Clinton, including Cheryl Mills, requested that an individual named Rajiv Fernando, a major donor to the Clinton Foundation, who was also a commodities trader, be placed on a highly sensitive International Security Advisory Board for the Secretary of State. Let me read you what the advisory board does. The Secretary of State's International Security Advisory Board provides the department with independent insight and advice on all aspects of arms control, disarmament, nonproliferation, international security, and related aspects of public diplomacy. The ISAB is sponsored and overseen by the United States Secretary for Arms Control and International Security. The board provides its recommendations to the Secretary of State. Board members are national security experts with scientific, military, diplomatic, and political backgrounds. So what is the background of Rajiv Fernando, meaning not disrespecting him at all, on national security matters? Zero. On diplomacy? Zero. Scientific matters? Zero. Military? Zero. Political? Zero, other than he was a major donor to the Clinton Foundation and Secretary of State's staff, the career officials there were asking, why in the world would this guy be put on such a high-level board? This is worse than – this is pay-to-play with our national security.
Yeah, I mean, they get classified information. Their focus is nuclear activity. And just to give you kind of an overview of the other individuals that are on this committee so you understand how out of place he was, how out of place most people would be on a committee like this. The other members were David Kaye, the former head of the Iraq Survey Group and a UN chief weapons inspector, a Lieutenant General Brent Scowcroft, a former National Security Advisor to two presidents, two former congressmen, a former senator, and William Perry, the former Secretary of Defense, who chaired this panel, which looked at and reviewed our nuclear policy on a foreign policy. It's a nuclear weapon policy.
I'm going to ask this to Logan because Logan deals with our media here. This looks so awful. I mean, if this was any other presidential campaign, she'd be done.
Yeah, that seems to be the running trend, though. Everyone keeps saying that, if this was any other person, but it's not. So with that, all these things. And look, these are things that are kind of hard to understand if you're, you know, not paying attention to the news every day.
Right.
Like, so what? This person is on, this
panel. Yeah.
Who cares? So then you got to find some stuff that's a little bit more hard-hitting, I feel like, on this to make it easier to explain to the American people of why this is such a problem.
Let me explain something to the American people right now. Here's why it's a problem. This is an international board that had some of the most significant individuals involved in national security, diplomacy, and nuclear proliferation. And Hillary Clinton put on that panel a commodities broker. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Logan, let everybody know how they can participate.
Yes, you can join us right now. Phone lines are open, as you said, at 1-800-684-3110. But also, you can join us on Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live there right now, and you get your comments in that way as well. Facebook.com/JaySekulow or JaySekulow on Periscope.
It's the most lawless administration in history. Courts call President Obama's Justice Department, quote, unethical. The State Department lied about the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. The Department of Homeland Security scrubs Islam and jihad from its files. The administration covered up its Benghazi failures. The FBI rewrote the law while conducting a faux investigation of the State Department email scandal. And the list goes on. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable. And you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
His name is Rajiv Fernando. He's a major donor to the Clinton Foundation. He was given a position on the International Security Advisory Board, along with five other people that had significant experience in international security. He had none. State Department personnel asked why the individual was put on. Again, no disrespect to Mr. Fernando. He could be an upstanding guy. I don't know. But he's a Chicago commodities broker. Why? The true answer is simply that the Secretary of Staff added him. Now, how do you feel about that, United States of America? We'll take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Fan, you said during the break this is more than just pay-for-play now.
Yeah, before we were talking about donors being able to get special access to government, maybe getting a job or some foreign ambassador. Jay, this is now about access to classified information, access to advising the Secretary of State on national security and arms control. Listen, this was a very successful fellow, but there was one problem here. He didn't know anything about nuclear security or anything about arms control, and suddenly he was advising the Secretary of State on those two matters.
Yeah, the State Department's initial response was we were just trying to diversify who was going to be on it. But let me read again. I like to put to the legal evidence here, folks. Let me read you who is supposed to be on this. Board members are national security experts with scientific, military, diplomatic, and political backgrounds. The board meets in a plenary session on a quarterly basis. So this was a significant committee. Mr., as far as we know, and as far as everyone's saying, Rajiv Fernando, who ended up resigning over this because he was getting under real scrutiny, has no experience with scientific, military, diplomatic, or political backgrounds on these issues. Zero. He was a major donor of the Clinton Foundation. So this was, I said this on Judge Jeanine the other night. It's as if the Clinton Foundation is a kind of the State Department is like a branch of the Clinton Foundation. That's the problem with this whole thing. This is why it smells not right, doesn't pass the smell test. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We have an opposed call. Logan, why don't we start with an opposed call?
All right, let's go to Timothy, who is calling.
Hi, Tim.
Line 4, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Jay Sekulow. Hi. Praise the Lord. My name is Timmy Easterling.
Yes.
And I would like to ask a question. You do a lot of good work in helping, you know, Christian kids, you know, kids and single moms put their kids in good schools. And you do a lot of beautiful stuff. But you trouble me and to a large degree. I've been listening to you a while. A lot of times you do good stuff helping Christian kids go to good schools.
Yeah, okay, you said that, What are you objecting to, Timmy?
I'm objecting to, I would like to know, Why do you keep attacking Hillary Clinton and you want to uphold the standards of a racist? And you say you're a Christian.
Hey, now look, you know, what's not fair, Timmy, is we got a lot of flack from people because we were pretty tough on Donald Trump. In fact, I'm going to be tough on Donald Trump for this broadcast because he's running against the media instead of Hillary Clinton. And that, I think, is a fundamental error in his stand. But how can you ignore, Timmy, are you comfortable with the fact that a person was placed on a sensitive committee within the State Department simply because they were a donor of the Clinton Foundation? You sound like a smart guy. Does that seem to be okay to you?
No, not really, no.
Okay, good. So that answers my question. It wasn't okay to Mark Halperin either or Joe Scarborough. Listen to this.
It was shocking to the people that actually were on that board. Mark Halperin, when his name was floated because he was so unqualified for it, but Cheryl Mills sent this Clinton Family Foundation donor over and forced him on there.
You want to bounce qualified with unqualified to get a range of skills? Look, every administration puts donors to various causes in jobs, but this is not making somebody ambassador to Belize or some other country. This is a security position.
This is exactly what you
want to say there, but a country that doesn't have nuclear weapons or a major military, not necessarily countries that aren't important for economics, trade, tourism, travel, business that we do with, but a country that's not a superpower, basically. A country that's not on the P5, it's not a permanent member of the UN Security Council. Those ambassadorships are often given to people who are qualified to be ambassadors to countries that don't have nuclear weapons or major militaries. They are significantly successful people.
Yeah.
By the way, and this individual, he was pretty young. I mean, he's 45 years old, so not someone that would typically get the ambassador spot yet. But they're qualified enough to be an ambassador to places Mark Halper was talking about, to Belize, plenty of countries. But they don't get, and you'll see, they're not going to become the ambassador to China, Russia, the UK, France, they're not getting those jobs. And that's because those have to be extremely qualified people because of the interest of what these countries are capable of doing.
So Jerry on Facebook, I just saw Logan here passing in the feed. I don't know if we got other people saying this. Jay, please tell me we could stop this. I mean, are we getting a lot of those?
Yeah, a lot of people say, is this action illegal? Is there anything to this that's more than just controversial?
Yeah, so it is controversial. It should be a violation of Section 208 of the criminal code. But the fact of the matter is that this stuff kind of rolls off her. And then I guess the next question, follow-up question, that is there a you got John Cornyn last week saying we got to get more information. The FBI notes are now being released to Congress. What do you think's next here congressionally? But folks, look, we're going to court on all this. So understand that. We're not just taking it. We're going to court on all this. But then what are you hearing?
Well, there's two layers on this. The first is, as it relates to Mr. Fernando specifically, he resigned because everything looked so poorly. So it ended up well in that situation. But I actually spoke to two of the relevant committees this morning, Jay, and they're significantly concerned about this. I think at our prompting, they are going to look at this when they are back in September. Here's what both they have to do and we have to do. We have to find out how many other situations like this there are. Are there other unqualified individuals that are now advising the administration in national security roles? Based on this story, I have no reason to believe that that's not the case.
Let me just tell you something. We're sharing some information here in the studio. Folks, this is absurd. This is absolutely positive. I mean, even Logan's making it absurd. Would you say absurd, Logan?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Okay, so we're looking at some things right now, folks. This is ridiculous, and this is the national security of the United States of America at stake here. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. But I'm telling you, we're digging into this deep. We've got our whole team. We have our government oversight team that's working on a lot of these. In fact, one of the emails that's going out today involves just that topic. But let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, let's go to Robert, North Carolina, line 3.
Hey, Robert.
Robert, you're on there.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Good.
My question is just real quick. All the stuff that I've just seen Hillary, with the FBI investigation turning up just the crazy conclusion they came to, WikiLeaks dropping all the emails and, all the lies that we all know Hillary's telling. Is she too guarded? Is there no repercussion for her transgression?
Well, I don't think you're going to get any kind of justice, so to speak, out of the United States Department of Justice. I think we're past that stage of where this is going. I will say this. We've launched a massive government accountability project, brand new at the ACLJ, and we're in court right now against the State Department on the Iran deal. We're in court on the IRS, and we've got freedom of information out requests out right now to the Department of Homeland Security on all this changing of the terms, don't you, Islamic jihadists. So we're doing all that, but I think it's fair to say we're not going to get an answer to this, Jordan, in the traditional way you would get it.
No, I will say this. This is when you have to give credit to the major media outlets. ABC yeah. News is putting it out there. Now, they have about an hour a night, you know, on national news.
Right.
And only about, I'd say, a quarter of that really hits politics hard. It's pretty just an overview of what's happening in the country, broadcast news. You know, it's not, they are not cable news. So they're right. putting it out there to say, you know, do with it what you will. Everybody can now use this, talk about it. So I think that, you know, if this was a traditional presidential election, so you didn't have a Donald Trump type candidate. So you had right. Hillary Clinton, who I think was going to be the Democrat nominee, regardless who she faced in a primary.
Right.
She had the apparatus together. She had the backing of President Obama.
Yep.
She had everything she needed, the money and everything.
Right.
But if you had a traditional Republican candidate, and I'm not saying that that's best, but I'm saying if you had a traditional Republican candidate, this would be all anyone is talking about right now.
Yep.
They would be pounding this. You would see 5 ads about it. And yet Hillary Clinton is outspending Donald Trump 5-1 on television.
Yeah.
There are no Trump ads. And all you see, whether you're watching the Olympics, for instance, NBC.
I saw Hillary Clinton.
You turn on the Olympics at prime time, which is probably one of the most viewed events of every 4 years. You see 4 Hillary Clinton ads. You see nothing with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So where are the resources?
Right, where's the money?
Why are you not vote? You've got all these eyes of this is the people you want to reach, right? This is who you've got to get to vote for you in the general election. They are not necessarily going to turn on Fox News or this radio broadcast or CNN even. But they're watching the Olympics,
right?
And they will vote in presidential years. That's about it. Usually, every 4 years, they may show up at to vote.
But they're not.
And that's why Hillary Clinton's got her ads up, and Donald Trump's got so much to use. And as you were talking about, Logan, like he needs to lay it out there for people. The media is not going to run his campaign against Hillary Clinton for him.
No. Right. And especially if you're not spending the money on advertising. I mean, that also doesn't help. I mean, it's bad. I mean, people are saying, you know, is it that they denied his ads or anything like that? Like, no, trust me. They would take ad revenue if you've seen.
Right. They have to.
Yeah, they have to. You can't carry one and not the other. So, yeah, person just said, I agree. They never have seen a Trump ad. This is a lot of people. Then one person said she can have all the prime time she wants. I'm still voting for him. That doesn't really matter because you're the person who's engaged in this, watching this broadcast. You know a little bit more than the average American.
Let me also say this. Than, you've confirmed that he was a superdelegate in this campaign cycle?
Yeah, he was a major donor to the Clinton Foundation, then to the Clinton campaign, then to the Obama campaign. He was one of Hillary Clinton's superdelegates at the DNC.
Okay, I don't think we do. All right, we'll get it when we come back from the break. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, pay-to-play, money for influence, corruption at the highest level. You're not going to get an answer at the Justice Department, but the ACLJ is getting answers because we're filing Freedom of Information Act requests and going to court on it. And I'm holding in my hand a brand-new piece of 200 pages. We're defending Israel against all these Palestinian groups that are challenging Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. We're in there defending one of the clients here, ACLJ.org, for that matching challenge campaign. Back with more in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's the most lawless administration in history. Courts call President Obama's Justice Department, quote, unethical. The State Department lied about the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. The Department of Homeland Security scrubs Islam and jihad from its files. The administration covered up its Benghazi failures. The FBI rewrote the law while conducting a faux investigation of the State Department email scandal. And the list goes on. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable. And you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Everyone, so we've got an individual, Mr. Fernando, that ended up on one of the major national security departments, in fact, panels of experts, the International Security Advisory Board. He was a commodities trader. He was also a superdelegate into 2012 to Hillary Clinton. What's interesting here is he was the only non-governmental expert on. They have experts in military, experts in political issues. They had the former Secretary of Defense, former National Security Advisor, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector, and a commodities trader from Chicago who happened to be a major donor to the Clinton Foundation. I will, as Jordan said, I'll give ABC credit. They've really broke the story. But the reality is we need to be thinking, and people are saying, well, is there anything can be done? And we're not going to get any justice out of the Justice Department. So your votes matter, and you vote for whoever you want to vote for. We don't tell you who to vote for. But let me tell you what we're doing. This pay-to-play, money for influence, corruption at the highest levels, we're filing Freedom of Information Act requests. We're in court right now against the State Department on the lie they told us about the Iran deal. But listen, the reaction on all of this is getting pretty intense. Mark Toner, spokesperson for the State Department, trying to defend this. Listen to this.
He didn't come from a security background, did he?
I don't believe so.
Does he know anything about security matters, to your knowledge?
I don't have his CV in front of me. I don't have an extended. All I know is that the charter does lay out, stipulate that looking for a broad range of experiences, it's not, again, unimaginable that a businessman, international businessman, might bring a certain level of expertise or knowledge or experience to such a job.
So does anybody, you know, first of all, Mark Toner, what do you think? The American people are stupid? Because we're not.
International businessman.
He's a commodities worker from Chicago. Okay, I'm sure he's made a lot of money. Does he have scientific experience? No. Military experience? No. Diplomatic experience? No. Political background experience? No. So that's what the charter says. So I don't know what they're talking about, but what I like to do on this broadcast is point out the evidence. And the evidence, again, cuts against this pretty significantly.
What we do know about this individual is that he's not influential at the level of a Bill Gates or, you know, the late Steve Jobs. He's not leading the tech industry.
Right.
He's a very successful person, but I do want to remind a lot of our listeners, you hear these figures and it can be a bit off-putting. You say, okay, $5 million, wow, that's a lot of money. These are heavyweights. Not really in the United States. And remember, it's $1 to $5 million he gave. To get access to our nuclear strategy, our nuclear weapons strategy, our arms strategy, which, by the way, I have a feeling impacts the commodities market when you really look down deep because of the materials that are used to create weapons, our commodities, even the chemicals in our scientific research when it comes to the nuclear are commodities.
Right.
So you could see his connection, why he would want this information.
Uh-huh.
But why you'd want to give him this information makes no sense whatsoever. He's a 45-year-old successful guy who has no political or national security background.
Zero.
He didn't go to a school for this. So his education background is history and economics. Okay,
yeah.
So he's going to be a business person. Doesn't have a PhD. He's not from the academic world. So nothing. I mean, nothing to justify it.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Brian Ross, first of all, let me put this in context. In 2012, he was a DNC. He was at the DNC. But this was kind of Logan's kind of set the stage for this. Was one of these interviews where the guy's walking out of a room and.
Yeah, I'm sure. I haven't seen the exact clip, but I've heard it. And, you know, it's either he was on the floor or on the room and someone catches him off guards. This was from not this current DNC, not the one from a couple weeks ago, but from the previous one in 2012.
So they brought this up then. Here it is.
ABC News. You have just a second to talk here.
When we approached Fernando at the 2012 Democratic Convention.
How did you get appointed to that board? Can you talk about that?
How did you know my name, out of curiosity?
He became upset, and we were threatened with arrest.
Yeah, just to make betting the property, we'll be arrested.
I'll be arrested for asking questions of this man?
So, Logan, obviously not the way you handle the media.
No, don't say, how do you know my name? I mean, the guy's got a Wikipedia page. Not like it's not like this guy's completely unknown. He's unknown to 99% of Americans. But the people in that industry, it's not like he's not a successful man. So, not exactly. How do you know my
name?
I
had to apply. you know, you do have to go through the security clearance. All this becomes
public.
If you go through the document, I mean, you have to submit your information. So all this stuff, ultimately, you know, what people must understand out there is that ultimately all these government emails do come out every 4 years.
Yeah.
There's usually just nothing in them that interesting. So the Bush ones, you get access to those through FOIAs, no big deal. And in these were already out.
Yep.
These were not something. ABC already knew about that he had applied for this. What we didn't have was the email from the chief of staff to the undersecretary of state saying to someone at the State Department, this is what's new from the Citizens United FOIA, which, by the way, no wonder they want to shut down Citizens United.
Right.
Every day they love to talk about that. So the Citizens United FOIA brings out that this deputy chief of he's a chief of staff to a deputy a secretary of state who says this guy was – Raj was not on the list to the secretary of state. He was added at their insistence.
Yeah, so this
so
was
– So no one so in the State Department – accidentally recommended this guy. They are covering themselves because they know this will ultimately come out that we did not recommend them. It was because of Cheryl Mills,
right?
Insistence.
Yeah. So fan again, pay to play.
Absolutely. I mean, the people on the board themselves were shocked that this individual ended up on the board. Actually, there was staff inside the secretary's office, even though Cheryl Mills was making the final decision, who were shocked. One of the jokes going around was, why couldn't we have just put him on the president's physical fitness council? That would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
But no, this individual paid to the Clinton Foundation, paid to the Clinton campaign, and then ended up advising the administration on nuclear policy.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm applying.
You're going to apply for the job?
I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign, raise $1 million to donate to get the nuclear codes.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Laura, who's calling in Pittsburgh, PA.
Laura, you're on the air. Logan, there you go. All right, Laura, go ahead.
Find my Kickstarter, Logan Secular.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay, you hit the nail on the head when you said about how Trump is just, he's running against the media.
Yeah,
you know,
big
and
mistake.
And it's the media that's controlling everything. But, you know, you have the, I know this is off track, but the General Dunford, he retired from the USMC because of the craziness that's going on with Obama and this whole military. But, you know, and then you have Seth Rich that just,
yeah, but, you know, you brought up the point about Donald Trump has actually said he is not running against, I mean, folks, and now I know all the people that are going to be mad that we're saying this about Donald Trump. We got to be honest brokers here. We got to tell you, here's a problem. This soundbite is a problem, number 20.
I'm not running against crooked Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the crooked media. That's what I'm running
with that whole thing. The crooked media, as he calls it, is not running for president of the United States. So all you Trump people are going to say, I can't believe you're criticizing him on that. You have to criticize him on it, Jordan, because he's running against the wrong party.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, you can complain about the media occasionally when you're the Republican candidate.
Yeah.
That is common. But to go this all in and say you're not running against Hillary Clinton, I mean, the truth is, and whether we get told this is sarcasm or whatever, the truth is there's so much here to utilize. And what I keep questioning is, I think the RNC is not spending the money because they don't want to help him.
Right.
So you don't have to have these ads paid for by Donald Trump. You know, you always get them paid for by, you can have somebody else, and Donald Trump's campaign is not spending the money.
Yeah.
So there's a real problem here.
Yep.
It's not syncing up, if you will, between the Republican Party, which has plenty of resources, and the Trump campaign.
Yeah, and they've treated the media not great when it comes to the Trump campaign. You know, you've heard this.
This is not the First Amendment.
Right. Now, so you have these statements saying, well, yeah, are we going to be supportive of the president that's not giving the media any access or is treating us, you know, you're complaining about us and essentially saying bad things about us every time he goes up about the media? You know, that's not exactly going to warm their hearts to give you more coverage.
Even though she, of course, has not given a press conference in, you know, 275 years. But you're right. I mean, but running against the media,
this campaign, they keep going on the media.
Yeah.
Because you know why? They're all making money off the CNN interviews.
Yeah.
So you've got
all
these Trump spokespeople who are on CNN constantly complaining how bad CNN is. It's just a cycle of crazy.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
We've got 30 more minutes of the broadcast, Logan. Let everybody know what they can do to get
it. You can join us right now, 1-800-684-3110 to call and get you. You can hear the next half hour, Jay Sekulow Live. Running out of time, ACLJ.org, Facebook, and Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow, broadcasting live there. Right now.
And don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org.
It's the most lawless administration in history. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable, and you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255, or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Freedom.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Internal correspondence, here we go again, between the State Department employees show that in 2011, a top aide with Cheryl Mills to Secretary Clinton requested Rajiv Fernando be placed on a highly sensitive International Security Advisory Board, which advises the Secretary on nuclear security and other classified arms control. He happened to be a major donor to the Clinton Foundation. Here's what the International Security Advisory Board does. It's the Secretary's of State's International Security Advisory Board. I'm reading this from the State Department website, by the way, folks. So there it is. Again, give you the evidence. Provides the department with independent insight and advice on all aspects of arms control, disarmament, international security, non-proliferation-related aspects of public diplomacy. The ISAB is sponsored and overseen by the Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security. The board provides its recommendations to the Secretary of State. Board members are national security experts with scientific, military, diplomatic, and political backgrounds. The board meets in a plenary session on a quarterly basis. So did Rajiv Fernando have expertise in science? No. Military? No. Diplomacy? No. Political background? No, unless you include his large donation to the Clinton Foundation. So again, this was pay to play at an awful level. The problem is for Donald Trump is he's running against the media. He's saying, I'm not running against crooked Hillary. I'm running against the crooked media. Well, you know what? But the crooked media is not the Democratic National Committee's candidate for president of the United States. And this is, I think, a missed opportunity for the Trump campaign. And the Clinton campaign has got a lot of explaining to do if somebody would ask him the question. Jordan?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, in a normal campaign, I'm not saying that, you know, Donald Trump deserved, he won the nomination. I mean, he ran an incredible primary campaign like no one's ever seen before.
Right.
But you got to pivot. And you also have to have resources because you have to start the narrative. You have to start the discussion. So ABC News, you know, that mainstream media, they put out this story. It's been brewing in ABC News for 4 years. They're putting it out right before the election. They're saying, like we keep talking about the broadcast, yep. The reason we're talking about this is because we're all about to make a decision in November, and everybody listening is about to make a decision in November. So ABC News delivers it up to you on a plate, but you've got to decide where you take that. Are you going to take it into TV advertising? Are you waiting to like barrage the country? It's possible. But this is why, even though the polls are bad, the campaign looks so off track that no one is ready to say Hillary Clinton's definitely going to win.
Right.
Because this is all out there if you utilize it correctly.
Yeah. And it keeps coming up, Logan. I mean, it doesn't stop. All right, you can try to grab a call.
Yeah, let's go to Jane really quick. Jane in San Jose.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I have a question. I'm a concerned voter, and I would like to vote for Donald Trump. And I'm also I just heard you a while ago that you're supporting. I mean, you are going to court with all of these things that's happening with Hillary and the foundation. My concern is
let me just say this: not just the stuff involving Hillary Clinton. We're going to court on the Department of Homeland Security. We filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the Department of Homeland Security over there changing the word Islam out of the training manuals. We want to find out what happened on that airplane discussion between the Attorney General of the United States and Bill Clinton. So multiple things, not all Hillary Clinton related. Mostly not Hillary Clinton related, actually.
Yeah, but what happens if she becomes president?
She's the president of the United States, and she's the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, the case that you're doing right now is just being null and void, right?
No, because here's what happens. Don't forget this. When President Obama tried to stack the National Labor Relations Board, we went to court and we won. When the president tried to change the rules on immigration without going through Congress, and I'm somebody that believes in comprehensive immigration reform, we went to ultimately at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we won. So the role here is to hold government, Republican or Democrat, accountable to the people. That's what we need to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. Logan's going to let you know what you can do to get involved in the conversation, then I'm going to ask you to do something for us.
Yep, phone lines are open. Couple lines, 1-800-684-3110. We're also on Facebook and Periscope right now.
All right, I'm holding in my hand a 200-page lawsuit filed by a variety of Palestinian groups and individuals against Israeli organizations and even some businesses. We're representing Gush Etzion. It is the Gush Etzion Foundation. This is the foundation that played a key role in Jerusalem. I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're defending them against this. It's, again, attacking the legitimacy of the state of Israel. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ that allows us to do this, go to ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Encourage you to do it right now at ACLJ.org. Back with your calls at 800-684-3110. Just a moment.
Thank you.
It's the most lawless administration in history. Courts call President Obama's Justice Department, quote, unethical. The State Department lied about the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. The Department of Homeland Security scrubs Islam and jihad from its files. The administration covered up its Benghazi failures. The FBI rewrote the law while conducting a faux investigation of the State Department email scandal. And the list goes on. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable. And you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
The corruption here. I mean, Cheryl Mills says put this guy on, and they do it. The State Department's asking why in the world would Rajiv Fernando has no experience in international security advising, including no experience on scientific, military, diplomatic, and political, which is the charter and agenda through the State Department. He's on there. He's a major donor of the Clinton Foundation. That's how he gets on there. This guy wouldn't just be asked to be on it. And even the New York Times is saying this is not right. Let's take
ridiculous.
A listen.
Look, the government, unfortunately, is full of do-nothing jobs and board positions, the president's council on the arts, the whatever, for these donors to sit on and say they were a board member of something for the government or a presidential appointee.
Even ambassadors.
And ambassadorships to smaller countries. There are plenty of places to salt these guys away
right.
and check off the box. Why would you put him on this board of all boards?
So I'm going to ask you this question to the American people. This Hillary Clinton's running for president of the United States. Why would you put this guy on the board of all boards? Because he wanted to be on the boards for what? Jordan, you brought up something that's interesting here. Is he dealing with some of these issues? Well, maybe from a financial end?
Commodities market, potentially, because it's not just nuclear
right.
Security that this looks at, but also classified arms control matters.
Yeah,
some of that involves commodities, certainly business,
right.
Because what are we purchasing? What are we planning to purchase? What are other countries purchasing? All of that gives you insight if you're a major investor into companies to look at, things to stay away from, what contracts are coming, what intelligence do we have about other countries and contracts they may be developing, asking arms manufacturers
right.
to make. You can understand why an investor
right.
at this level. So he's kind of, I'd say, mid-level in his career. He may be very successful already,
right.
but he's not done working. He's not,
no.
he's not Mark Zuckerberg either. He's not a billionaire that we know of who could walk away at any moment.
Right.
This is a guy who's still working.
Yeah.
And so this information, it's not like he's a former who also has some foreign policy experience. He's
Nothing.
Been to a state dinner.
Right.
He was a major donor. Okay, fine. That's appropriate to invite him to a state dinner. But to be on this committee, I look at the members, which are available online at the State Department website, the current members. It's Gary Hart. It's a former vice chair of the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a former deputy secretary of energy. It's a former ambassador, another former ambassador, another former congressman. People, a Princeton professor who focuses in on nuclear research.
Yeah.
People
so
who have a reason to be there
yeah.
and who are qualified to be there. And that's why you have the State Department people saying, I don't want anything to do with this. This was Clinton.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Let's go to Charles in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Thanks for holding.
Yep.
About half an hour.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Look, I think when Mrs. Clinton decided to come up with her own private server, her total motivation is reflected in this latest scandal you're just talking about, and that is her whole game is pay to play, and she did it with the intent of selling her, you know, position at the State Department, Secretary of State, for money. I mean, and that's what the emails are all about that are missing. And the, you know, the information concerning, you know, the secret emails and top secret information is just collateral damage that had to, you know, that's the only way she was communicating.
Well, I think you've got three issues here, Charles, that are significant that people should be looking at. And this isn't on the who you vote for. You vote for anybody you want. This is a free country. I'm not telling you who to vote for. But let's look at the issues. Number one, you've got the situation where Cheryl Mills is interviewing for staff positions to people be hired by the Clinton Foundation. She is a State Department employee, also getting money from the Clinton Foundation, as was Hume Abedin. And they're interviewing for people to be hired by the Clinton Foundation. That's issue number one. Issue number two, and I think it's, if you want to put this as issue number two, it certainly could be issue number two. Pay to play? Well, that seems like the modus operandi. But then take the pay to play and put it on hyperdrive. Number three, you get on a board of the State Department on significant issues, Than, simply because you're a donor to the Clinton Foundation. So those are three separate lines that are being blurred here and violated, in my view. And if the FBI is going to do its usual, and we're going to look the other way, which is probably what they're going to do. That's why we've, you know, people are asking what Congress can do. We're, you know what we could do. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I think Charles is absolutely correct on the foundational piece of this, that this is sort of the Clinton way, that you do get special access if you donate to either their foundation or their campaign. But I think what makes this week different, Jay, is this is no longer about getting to speak with an ambassador or getting an interview or getting a job, as bad as all those things is. This is about putting a commodities trader in possession of national security secrets. That's
say
what this
that,
is.
I want you
national
to say that again, secrets. Than. I think it's important for everybody to understand what you just said. Say that again.
It is putting somebody with commodities experience, a commodities trader, in possession of national security secrets. So things like, you know, how determinations are made on when drones are used, or how our nuclear capacity compares with our enemies, or maybe even, Jay, how Iran is developing their nuclear capacity. That is, those are the things that this board would be considering. And now we have a commodities trader who, like Jordan said, may have a financial interest. We don't know that. But why else would this person ask to be on this board when they know nothing about that?
Of all the boards you'd put him on, this would be the least one you'd put him on.
Yeah, and I'll say, I mean, there are some former business people on here. Former.
Yeah.
You know, they've already completed their significant careers. Former head of the largest hedge fund in the country.
Yeah.
That's a little different than Raj Fernando from Chicago. I mean,
right.
It is. I mean,
right.
Not sure. And again, this is a wealthy, successful young guy. But it's a little bit different.
Yep.
And that individual's probably been exposed to a lot more at the international level.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sue, who's calling from Athens, Georgia, on line one. Go Dogs.
There you go. Logan just showed his football team bias. All right. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi. You were talking about earlier about Trump not running any ads. Have you guys thought about this? Why does he have to?
Well, I'll tell you why. He's losing in every battleground state. He's losing in every battleground state, and he makes statements. I want to play this again, then I'll let you comment. And he makes statements like this, saying, "I'm not running against crooked Hillary. I'm running against the crooked media." I'm going to play the whole bite this time.
I'm not running against crooked Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the crooked media. That's what I'm running against. Sure. But these are the most dishonest people. The good news is I put down failing at New York Times. Maybe what we'll do, maybe we'll start thinking about taking their press credentials away from them.
Yeah, so Logan, I'll let Sue speak in a moment, but Logan, that is not a smart move.
No, New York Times, the most respected, I mean, the gold standard in journalism, really, comes from the New York Times. So to say those statements, it comes off in a very bizarre way, nothing good.
When
you start banning media, you start not becoming American.
Yeah.
And that starts to become a problem, and people don't like that.
He made comments that remind me of South American, I won't say dictatorships.
Jordan's saying the things I don't want to say.
But military regimes, South American military regimes, not Stalinist. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about modern day. And it's not saying I don't want any media. It's saying the purpose of our First Amendment and the freedom of press. He said this. I mean, I don't know if we have the time, but he said this this week.
he tweeted it out, is I read the tweet, is not so that the press can say anything they want. But actually,
that is the First Amendment.
It's become very difficult if you're an individual like Donald Trump, a public official, because we have such protections of speech in our country.
Right.
You can basically, it's almost impossible for a public official to prove that the press
malice.
Is intent.
Like a libel. Libel doesn't exist.
And that's what makes our country, in a sense, great and different from the rest of the world, including Western Europe, where you don't have a real free press.
Let me go back to Sue.
We understand radio shows like this.
We understand your point, Sue. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Sue.
Okay. What I was going to say was this. Every time one of these scandals break that Hillary has, every time we learn something about what this one right here is an ad for Trump. Why should he spend money on this kind of stuff?
It's not getting to the
next level. Yeah. But, Sue, it's do you sense – here's the thing. Your state, Georgia, which should never have been in play for the Democrats, is in play right now. And I think part of that is that these issues come up and it affects maybe the base gets more Trump's base gets more excited, Sue, but I don't see it getting other voters engaged. And you can't say I'm running against the media. That, Sue, I mean, that's how I view it. Do you disagree? And I understand that, but...
No. Actually, I totally agree with that statement. Yeah. However, what I do think is what the polls that the media are running probably is why you made that statement. I don't think they're accurate, and I know
I think Donald Trump knows the polls are not good right now. I don't think that's – no. These are very well-respected polls.
They're not 100%. I mean, what they show is the mood. You can't be – they're not perfect in the mood. And it does create those ideas that if Georgia's in play – who's going to have to spend money in Georgia? Now, I'm not sure if I believe Georgia's really in play.
I'm not sure I believe that
either. I think it's right on the line, but that means North Carolina definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that kind of track. So if they're even spinning the potential of Hillary Clinton spending any time in Georgia, that means a state like North Carolina is certainly right in her wheels.
In the zone, yep.
And I'd say number two to that
quickly
is Sue and all of us in this broadcast and everybody listening to this broadcast, we all get excited about these stories. You got to reach that. Think about it like this. People who are tuning into the Olympics who vote once every 4 years. They don't know who their congressman is. They can't name a member of the Supreme Court. They don't even necessarily know their governor or U.S. senator.
But they vote.
But they vote in presidential elections. And you got to get them there to win.
All right.
You've got to explain this to them. You got to explain to them why they should care about this issue involving Hillary Clinton.
Right, exactly. All right. So we have phone lines open right now. For next segment, we're going to get to all the calls that can make it through. 1-800-684-3110. If you want your voice heard, this is your last shot today. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
Don't forget the matching challenge campaign. You're getting an email from me today about a lot of this corruption issue that we're working on. We're in court against the State Department. We're getting ready with Homeland Security and the FBI. We're digging into this, folks. We're going to fight back for the American people. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's the most lawless administration in history. Courts call President Obama's Justice Department, quote, unethical. The State Department lied about the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. The Department of Homeland Security scrubs Islam and jihad from its files. The administration covered up its Benghazi failures. The FBI rewrote the law while conducting a faux investigation of the State Department email scandal. And the list goes on. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable. And you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.
Thank you for your support.
Say a huge thank you to some of our ACLJ donors who are on Facebook right now, and they put out their own, I don't know if you saw this, Logan, they put out their own challenge to help us on our matching challenge. One of the folks said that they're going to donate $500 and they'll match anybody that does it, and people are responding, and that is we really appreciate that. We're in our matching challenge campaign.
Yes, thank you.
This was a guy named, viewer named David Jones. He put out this challenge.
On Facebook.
And yeah, on Facebook, and that's great. We appreciate
that. Thank you, David.
Yep, thank you. All right, so Than, I'll quickly go to you, and then we're going to grab these calls. Kind of give us the temperature read in Washington right now, both politically and what's coming up. In August, they're gone, but...
Yeah, well, Congress is away for August. Obviously, they'll be back for a few weeks to talk about the budget. A lot of attention on November, Jay, and as always this time of year, there's sort of two layers for that. I think people on both sides of the aisle now see all of those swing states sort of moving Hillary Clinton's way. Yep. I will say quickly with a caveat, 80-some days out, that's a long way to go. Tier two on this... A lot of focus on the Senate. I think it's about a 50-50 percentage right now for Democrat or Republican control. So here in Washington, there's probably as much focus on Senate control as there is the presidential race.
All right, let's go ahead right back to the phone, Logan.
Carol in Tampa, you're on the air, line four.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Jay. Listen, two things. First of all, some of the boards that I've been on, they always stack the deck with people that are not qualified at times.
Yeah, now, but you're talking about here, Carol, you're talking about the International Security Advisory Board of the State Department.
I'm totally with you. I'm just saying that this is sort of a practice that we've had in the United States that really needs to change, and it's at every level.
It's not. I will tell you this, generally it's not within the government. It's not that way. You get these, like for the National Endowment of the Arts, you'd have people that have a variety of backgrounds, but not for national security positions. But go ahead and finish up.
For the government for 30 years, so I can tell you about some of the craziness.
Yeah, I bet.
But that's for another conversation. Now, the other thing is I want to say, Jay, you and your company, I mean, are you on any of Trump's advisory boards? Can you get in and can
you have No, I'm not because we're not on any of Trump's advisory boards because on this broadcast, as you know, we do not oppose or endorse candidates for public office. We just lay it out. We go after when we think Donald Trump's made a mistake, as we did today. We point it out when we think Hillary Clinton's made a mistake as well. But go ahead with your thought. Are you thinking what? That somebody needs to get in and talk to him?
You know, you have some very rational ways of looking at things, and I think that what you have to say is worthwhile.
And we're not saying
and
we wouldn't.
I really do think that maybe we need some more people like that over there somehow. I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, if people want to ask, you know, Carol, I would say that if people want our advice. It's not that because we're not partisan on this broadcast, we're going to tell you to vote for that. We would say no, we're not going to talk. But you know, this is someone whose own campaign staff is having trouble just getting through one day. So these bigger picture things that we're talking about here, which seem kind of simple and rational, as you were saying, Carol, I think it's pretty tough for. There are capable people around him that are not able to.
And he has our phone number. He's been on the show a number of years ago.
Yeah.
He was on, so hey, give us a call.
Yeah. So Logan's given an invitation. We'll give the same invitation to Hillary Clinton and to the Green candidate and to Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party. All right. So the text of Donald Trump's tweet. This is not helpful. It is not freedom of the press when newspapers and others are allowed to say and write whatever they want, even if it's completely false. Well, I mean, technically he's correct in that that might be libel or slander, but the standard for libel and slander, so high, don't waste your time.
I mean, how many horrible things that people put in the press about you. Yeah.
Oh, that are more than I can count. And you know what?
I don't sue for slander. And about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That are, some of these are blown out of proportion are not real, and you just can't waste your time on it.
Because
if you
distractions
do,
that don't
more people
count.
Are going to start searching of what's the story they're talking about.
It's
an obvious, and this is someone not involved maybe at this level. He's gotten attention before. He's been in the media, but never at this level where every article is written about him.
Right.
And so he's obsessing over the articles about him instead of what they are giving you the info about Hillary Clinton. I mean, so you're complaining about the media, and ABC News is giving you a story that Hillary Clinton puts an unqualified 40-year-old who just donated $1 million to her Clinton Foundation on the Classified Intelligence Advisory Committee, which looks at our nuclear security and the arms deals that we do.
Yeah.
And he's totally unqualified, and you have emails from State Department people saying that he's totally unqualified and that her staff insisted on him being there. He resigned within 3 weeks. So he was on and off within 3 weeks. Yeah. So they knew it was bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to get through these. Yeah. Loretta from Washington, you're on the air. Lori, I'm sorry. Yeah. Talking about Loretta.
All right, Lori, go ahead.
The LORs. Lori on
the yes, I wanted to speak about Loretta.
Yeah, go ahead.
My question is this. I've been trying to get my head around this.
Yeah.
The FBI, I know, investigated Hillary as far as those emails, but I heard that there were three departments of the FBI that were looking into the Clinton Foundation, and Loretta Lynch said, no, we're not going to look at that.
Correct.
How can the DOJ, how can the Attorney General tell the FBI what not to look into?
That's a good question. Yeah, because the FBI is a division of the Department of Justice. They're not the head. Jordan talked about this last week. They're not the head group. It's the Department of Justice. The Attorney General either goes or no goes. Those at the end of the day, they're the ones in trouble.
All right, should we try to get through these?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't think there's a chance of making through everybody. We'll try. Mark in El Paso, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark, go ahead.
You know, I kind of agree with Trump, because if he doesn't like the media, why should he put his money there?
Because he's got to stop running against the media and get his positions against Hillary Clinton out, if that's who he wants to be, if he wants to be president of the United States.
Yeah, you can agree with him.
Separate MSNBC from broadcast NBC, which is, you know, local affiliate stations, which is covering the biggest events in America, like the Olympics.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton is overwhelming the discussion in that.
Yep.
And that's where most of the people, not you, Mark, but most people in the country who are going to be voting in November, they get their info in those little blocks, including the ads, which lead them in a direction.
All right. Yep. Charles, Greenville, Ohio, you're on the air.
You're on, Charles. Go ahead. We're going to do this really quick. Go.
Okay. Yeah. Does any of the people in the country feel safe at any level, as far as national security?
I think the level of I think it's fair to say quickly here, there is a serious concern about our national security, and people are concerned about it.
The president, intelligence agencies, national security agencies, Congress, and both of these candidates, Jay, they're all underwater in the American people's confidence.
Yeah. And then you got the situation even developing in Milwaukee.
We haven't really even touched on this, but a city which is not really on the radar in racial unrest had a shooting, which it was involved a black police officer, a young African-American, I think a teenager.
Yep.
And Black Lives Matter, I think, seized on, I think, the outspoken sheriff there. He's a Fox News regular. And huge unrest in a city which was tough to imagine this kind of – it looks almost like the L.A. riots.
We'll
people being dragged
in
their cars. That is what I think goes to that uncertainty. And again, why no one is saying that Donald Trump has no chance.
All right.
It's not done.
Right. It's not election time.
All right,
let's
quickly,
go ahead.
Vicky in Texas.
Vicky, go.
Yes, I do believe that Trump has made a good point on speaking about the media, because the media – puts out a skewed message.
Yes, but the media is not voting. I mean, the media isn't voting. They're trying to influence the vote, but they're not voting. You've got to get your message to the voters. And if the media's not giving you good coverage, buy an ad, okay? I mean, it's that simple, in my view. Let's take the last call.
Last call, Kelly Wyoming.
Kelly, quickly.
Hi. Snap out of it, Trump voters. You're in denial. He's losing. He needs to spend that money.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a Trump supporter, I think that's probably...
And he may not have the money to spend.
That's the question.
Well, I keep being told that, you know, the RNC's got $200 million.
Yeah.
They got all this staff.
Yeah.
Well, they have more than that, by the way.
Yeah.
Where is this?
So then, why are they not spending? What is the policy here?
Well, because the Trump campaign and the RNC aren't on the same page, and you know, in honesty, it seems like the Trump campaign may not want their help. That's another problem in and of itself.
All right, that does it for the broadcast today, folks. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign. You're going to be getting an email from me. Respond to that, ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift. We appreciate those on Facebook and Periscope and radio audience that are saying, yes, we're standing with the ACLJ. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the most lawless administration in history. The American Center for Law and Justice is holding the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable, and you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255, or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for